It is Thursday, January 31st, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from To Enjoy Magazine, a local publication featuring the arts, culture, and entertainment. The January-February edition showcases comprehensive health and wellness. Subscriptions and more information are available by calling 464-8900 or on the web, joymag.com.
Ahead on Ozark, some dangerous cows and a local dog goes to the Big Apple. The cows are part of a Springdale couple's new board game they hope will soon be available in stores across the country.
The dog is headed to the biggest dog show in the world. We'll meet Spike, an Ozark-born and bred Russell Terrier headed to the Westminster Show in Manhattan.
First, as a coalition of gun control advocates pushes for a new federal assault weapons ban, Arkansas's U.S. Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman say they cannot support California Senator Dianne Feinstein's bill. Senator Pryor says the objective should be to lessen gun violence, not, as he puts it, violate people's constitutional rights.
I think everyone agrees that the goal here is to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and the mentally ill and young people, while at the same time protecting our Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. The question is, how do we do this and how do we lessen the gun violence? So I will, continue to look at proposals here, but I'll also continue to listen to Arkansas and listen to law enforcement.
Senator Pryor says the bill is cumbersome, confusing, and includes about 100 pages that list specific weapons. And he says there are no details on why certain guns are banned and others accepted. Senator Bozeman says people have the right to arm themselves.
What I'd like for us to do is have a real dialogue as to the cause of the violence. I really feel like that the gun is more the tool. It's not the cause of the action. I don't think disarming law-abiding people is the answer that it really would make that much difference.
Both Arkansas senators say there should be more of a focus on putting additional police on the street and improving mental health services.
A new bill in the Arkansas Senate would lay the groundwork for all but ending the state tax on groceries. In his State of the State address at the beginning of the legislative session, Governor Mike Beebe expressed his desire to abolish much of the tax on food items. Earlier this week, Republican State Senator Jason Rapert of Conway introduced a bill that copies the governor's suggested wording for such a bill. Rapert says that the tax could be ended if a number of triggers are met.
Those triggers include the settlement regarding the desegregation case in Pulaski County. We stop having to put nearly $70 million a year as a result of that settlement into that school district. That would free up general funds in the state budget to help with this. In addition, also some of the bond indebtedness, if that were to be paid off, the governor has that trigger in there as well. I promised when I first began running for political office that this is something I wanted to see done away with in the state of Arkansas. And this is an opportunity where you have a chance to work in a bipartisan fashion on an issue that's important to both sides of the aisle.
All but 0.8% of the grocery tax could be abolished if the triggers identified in the bill results in $35 million of additional revenue over a six-month period. The 8-cent tax would remain as written into the state constitution to help fund the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Rapert says that he feels morally obliged to lead the charge in the state Senate to end the grocery tax.
Arkansas has historically been a very poor state, and I've never been able to make sense of the fact that being a poor state in the first place, why have we continued to tax people's grocery items? Inflation has affected the cost of food all over the country and here as well, and with the cost of energy up, people now paying anywhere from $3.25 to $3.50 for gasoline many times. I would love to bring this relief, which touches every single person here in the state of Arkansas that buys groceries.
The bill has been passed on to the Senate Committee on Revenue and Taxation, but hasn't been scheduled for further debate.
The bill known as the Church Protection Act of 2013, which would let churches in Arkansas allow licensed concealed firearms in their congregations, headed to the House Judiciary Committee today. The bill cleared the state Senate earlier this week, and the bill's lead sponsor, Brian King, a Republican from Green Forest, says he's confident the bill will clear the House.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I mean, you never know about a bill till it's all the way through, but the way we're going about it, we're allowing each church to make their own decision. We're not forcing any decision. That's been one of the biggest misconceptions about this bill is when they see the title on maybe the news story or something that says guns in church, they just think we're forcing it on them, and it's certainly not true. We're just allowing them to make their own decisions We're not forcing anything on anybody. So I feel pretty good about it, but you never know.
Senator King says while recent shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, and Aurora, Colorado have captured the public's attention, the issue of safety from gun violence isn't a new issue.
This issue just hasn't been coming up here recently about security. I mean, we know that churches have been targets for some evil people that want to cause harm and go in and shoot people. We also know that churches, they deal with youth, and you can have some issues there. You can also know that churches are being broke into. If you do a search of that here in Arkansas, you'll see a lot of cases. I think even down here in Little Rock, it was some months back that even a church service was robbed during the service. We also know that pastors, they may counsel couples in marital distress or situations like that that could be contentious.
Senator King has been pushing the issue of guns in churches for a few years. He introduced a similar bill in 2011 when he was in the state house.
The Ozark Literacy Council yesterday announced that through its volunteers and staff, it taught 300 students last year, an increase of 69% over 2011. Wendy Poole is the executive director of the organization. She says that much of the increase in students is a result of increased marketing, but she says that the growth is not without its hurdles.
We don't have a staff. This is done with 2 full-time employees and 5 part-time employees and 60 to 65 volunteers. So we need more resources to grow our student population, and actually we need more resources because our school is limited in size as well. So we're limited in resources as in hiring more ESL teachers and a bigger space.
Poole says that about 98% of students that the Ozark Literacy Council serves are English as second language learners. Roughly 1/3 of those students are Latino, another 1/3 is Asian, and the other 1/3 is a mixture that includes students of European or Middle Eastern descent. Poole says that while the Ozark Literacy Council was founded with both ESL and basic literacy students in mind, the demographic of students served has skewed in line with shifts in the overall population.
In the Washington County Census, there are 15% of our population is speaking a different language than English at their home. So that is growing immensely. And actually in the state, Arkansas is ranked number 4 in immigrant population growth. So yes, those numbers are changing. Washington County just happens to have a lot larger immigrant population than the rest of the counties.
Poole says that she only envisions a greater need for the Ozark Literacy Council's services in the future, which is why they apply for numerous grants to help the organization grow. She cited a recent statistic by the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation that found that for every dollar spent on services to immigrant households in the state, immigrants generate $7 in economic activity.
Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be in the mid-teens in northwest Arkansas, dropping to around 14 for much of northwest Arkansas. Mostly clear tonight in the Arkansas River Valley, lows in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower to upper 40s throughout the region. And for Friday night, partly cloudy, lows will be around 30. ¶¶